Kimmy Howell Lee is a writer and director from New York City, Stanford film grad. She started at Snapchat and is now a story editor at Netflix, and a filmmaker herself, by the way. She spent time in Hawaii growing up. She's got relatives here. And Kimmy's new film is a transgender coming-of-age story that unfolds in the community at Pu'uhonua o Waianae, the encampment at Waianae Boat Harbor, where hundreds of people have found shelter over the years. I asked Kimmy her impressions of that place.
You know, I think at first it felt a little bit impenetrable. Obviously, you kind of need Twinkle's blessing and the people who live there's blessing. But it was just such a gorgeous community, and it seemed like it was so well organized, I think, would be the first thing that comes to mind. You know, Twinkle has a very well-polished system. She has leaders that are sort of making sure that different sections are taken care of. She really instills this concept of giving back, I think. You know, she has the kids do community service once a week. There's this donation tent, and they seem to always be involved in all of these projects that are giving back to Waianae.
Oh, what's the secret of her control? What?
I don't want to speak for her, but you know, I think she's a badass. I think she has tremendous compassion, you know, but she also can lay down the law, and she has a vision. That's what's truly, truly so remarkable. It's like she really has created this thriving community, and it's so impressive that she's been able to raise the money to purchase permanent land. I was texting with her a few weeks ago, and they're starting to relocate people and, you know, build, and they still need to find funds to essentially complete their project. But she's audacious, she's daring, she goes for it.
Was there something particular about Malia that made you think you could go deeper with her?
You know, I think just seeing how unfazed she was, you know, I think that it is, she was quite young when I met her, she was 16. She just seemed quite confident in herself, you know, and I think we had sort of done a few interviews and improvisational sessions, and she was just very generous about the true elements of her life. And there were some uncanny things with what I'd written and how they aligned with her life, so it sort of felt like this strange sign. But in the script, before I'd met her, her name's Malia Kamalani, and in my script, it was Mahina Kamalani. You know, she freaked out when she first saw it. I freaked out. It just sort of felt like this kinetic, meant-to-be moment.
More than serendipity, even. I tell you, Kimmy Lee, talking about her relationship with Twinkle Borge, making the film Kama'aina, which opens this year's Rainbow Film Festival. And it's a fundraiser for the Pu'uhonua o Waianae. July 31st, the festival looks great. 20 shorts, all streaming. Edgy, heart-rending subject. Hawaii's Rainbow Film Festival, that's July 31st through August 12th.